Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1940, recorded on Thursday the 2nd of February 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. Also this week, you have chat around at the end of this recording. I'm Dorothy Sneesby, and I am joined by Simon Shirley.
Thank you, Dorothy.
We'd like to welcome new listeners, Clement Hunt of Taverham and Andrew Templeton of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, both on very unique gentlemen, one a Hollywood superstar and the other a man who became the father of Norwich City Council. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include a government boost to encourage more people to cycle and an alarming rise in prison deaths, but first, a city firm with a starring role.
Cinema-goers heading to watch the long-awaited blockbuster T2 Trainspotting may be surprised to learn about a link which is closer to home than expected. Norwich-based firm Hughes Trade supplied a total of 255 electrical items for the film, everything from large TVs and appliances to upmarket vacuum cleaners. Hughes Trade General Manager Paul Chisnell said, "We worked very closely with BAFTA-nominated set designer Veronique Mellery, who has 37 film credits to her name, to make sure everything fitted in perfectly with her requirements. For example, some white goods needed to be a specific size to fit in with certain scenes. The items were taken in two Hughes HGV trucks last summer from Thetford to a secret warehouse studio set in Glasgow, where T2 Trainspotting was being filmed." Mr. Chisnell added, "We delivered them to a secure warehouse on a Sunday, just as it was being set up by designers, and returned the following Sunday to collect them. While all the cameras and lighting rigging had gone, as well as the actors, there appeared to be areas central to the storyline, pleasingly situated right next to our products. But we will have to wait and see what actually appears in the film. All goods that were unpackaged for the filming have now been rented to our customers in the same way as items returned from the London Olympics and Glasgow Commonwealth Games."
About 1,000 people gathered in Norwich to protest about the controversial immigration restrictions introduced in America by President Donald Trump. Stand Up to Racism, along with Norwich Stop the War Coalition and the UEA Movement for Justice, and other organisations and individuals, joined forces outside City Hall. They were protesting against the actions of the Trump administration and the executive order that has been signed, which for 90 days bans travellers to the USA from seven predominantly Muslim countries: Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia and Yemen.
A park could become the city's first to contain a defibrillator after the local community raised more than £2,000 towards the scheme. Officers at Norwich City Council are set to decide an application by Judith Lubbock, a city councillor, for a defibrillator to be installed at Eaton Park. The equipment would be placed on one of the four pavilions that make up the park's rotunda, within which the bandstand is situated. Eaton Park hosts adult and youth football matches, as well as park run on Saturday mornings. There are also tennis courts, pitch and putt, and crazy golf. A defibrillator is a device that gives a high-energy electric shock to the heart through the chest wall to someone who is in cardiac arrest.
The Department for Transport has given £1.48 million to Norfolk County Council under its Pushing Ahead, Your Journey, Your Way programme. The cash, which will be spent over the next 3 years, will see bicycles made available to borrow, group cycle rides for commuters launched, and bike maintenance training given to hundreds of people in Norwich and Great Yarmouth. It is part of a drive to see more people leave the car at home and get into the saddle as they travel to work or education. The grant builds on an already thriving local cycling scene, with community initiatives up and running, bike events in the pipeline, and work undertaken to improve roads for cyclists. It will focus on Greater Norwich and the Enterprise Zone of Great Yarmouth, with the aim of improving access to work, education and training. The funding will also target those looking to get back into work, with the cost of and access to transport often restricting job seekers in where they can look for work and their ability to attend interviews.
A 14-year-old boy is one of the latest to be arrested on suspicion of the supply of Class A drugs in Norfolk as police continue their campaign against violent London gangs. Officers attended an address in Vale Green and arrested a 46-year-old man and a 44-year-old man from the Norwich area and a 17-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy from the London area on suspicion of possession with intent to supply a Class A drug. All were taken into police custody for questioning. As part of Operation Gravity, more than 75 people have now been arrested in response to a sharp increase in drug-related violent crime across the county. Operation Gravity looks to target the most serious offenders involved in dealing and transporting Class A drugs into and around Norfolk, as well as working with partners to protect those most vulnerable to drug abuse and exploitation.
The Big Bang UK Young Scientists and Engineers competition aims to recognise and reward young people's achievements in all areas of science, technology, engineering and maths, or STEM. Amber Johnson, a Year 13 student at Sir Isaac Newton Sixth Form, won the place after she submitted a project on facial recognition software for people who have medical conditions that means they can't use traditional systems. She started work on the scheme during a four-week Nuffield research placement at the University of East Anglia last summer. It will now be showcased at competition finals, which take place at the Big Bang Fair in Birmingham NEC in March.
The scheme, a four-month pilot run by Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust, means anemic patients can be referred for an iron infusion at Norwich Community Hospital. Anemia may mean patients are not healthy enough to be operated on, meaning their procedure is cancelled. Mark Walker, service lead at the Trust, if they are anemic when they go in for surgery, they may lose blood and become more anemic, which could mean they need a blood transfusion. Blood is scarce and is expensive to store and transport. The service operates 5 days per week. It is hoped that the service can run in community settings across Norfolk, helping to ease the pressure on the area's acute hospitals.
Care home residents are being encouraged to get creative with their walking aids in a bid to help reduce the number of falls. The Pimp My Zimmer challenge has seen care homes across Norwich and South Norfolk help personalise resident Zimmer frames. And everything from knitted baubles to fairy lights have been used to give their frames a unique look. But rather than being just a bit of fun, it is hoped that the challenge will have a much wider health benefit to those taking part. Irene Carews, South Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group's care home practitioner, explained, "Most Zimmer frames are usually grey in colour and they all tend to look the same. In a care home, how do residents know if they are taking their own Zimmer frame? If they pick the wrong one and it's not measured to their size, they can fall." She said, "By personalising each walking aid, residents will be less likely to take one belonging to someone else." The scheme has already seen success at a care home in Essex, where there has been a reported 60% reduction in the number of falls.
Official data published by the Ministry of Justice shows that nationally, 119 prisoners died by suicide in 2016, the highest number in a calendar year since current recording practices began in 1978. There were 7 deaths in Norwich Prison in 2016, but none by suicide. That compares with 8 deaths, with 2 by suicide at the prison in 2015, 4 deaths with no suicides in 2014, and 7 deaths with 3 by suicide in 2013. The national figures also reveal 196 prisoners were recorded to have died of natural causes. In addition, there were 37,784 reported incidents of self-injury in prisons during the 12 months to the end of September 2016, 3,372 serious assaults, and 6,430 assaults on prison staff. Glyn Travis, Assistant General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, said his union had raised issues of suicides, self-harm and unprecedented levels of assaults with the Ministry of Justice week on week for many years. He added, "While we welcome the decision of the Secretary of State to increase frontline staffing, the extra money and additional resources will not resolve the problem. Prisons need more investment to protect the public and keep prisoners safe."
Police targeted drivers risking the lives of others by using their phones on Yarmouth Road in the morning rush hour as part of a week-long national crackdown led by the National Police Chiefs Council. Officers from the Road Casualty Reduction Team caught 21 drivers using their phones at the wheel in an hour and 15 minutes, while a further 6 motorists were recorded on their phones by a police spotter who alerted colleagues to those on their phones during the morning blitz. All those caught using a phone behind the wheel currently receive 3 points on their licence and a £100 fine. But under new rules expected to be set for this year, drivers could face fines of £200 and 6 penalty points. This comes alongside pressure by ministers calling for motorists who cause death while on a mobile phone to face tougher sentences.